Welcome back to Unzip, where we break down the latest AI research so you don't have to wade through dense academic papers. I'm Skylar, and before we dive in, a quick thanks to our sponsor, Limitless AI, for making this show possible. Today we're unpacking five fascinating papers covering continual learning: video object segmentation, three-day scene understanding, requirements engineering, and active vision models. Let's get started. First up, we've got abstraction as a memory-efficient inductive bias for continual learning from Hugging Face Daily. This paper tackles one of the biggest challenges in AI. How do you teach a model new things without it forgetting what it learned before? It's like trying to learn French while somehow not losing your ability to speak Spanish. The authors propose abstraction augmented training, or AAT, which is essentially a clever way to modify the loss function during training. Instead of just learning specific examples, AAT encourages the model to capture abstract relationships between concepts. Think of it like learning the underlying grammar rules rather than just memorizing sentences. What's really cool is that this approach is memory efficient. You don't need to store all your old training data, which is a huge practical advantage. The results show significant improvements in retaining old knowledge while learning new tasks. For ML practitioners, this could be a game changer for production systems that need to adapt over time without expensive retraining cycles. If you're working on recommendation systems, chatbots, or any model that needs to evolve with new data, this technique could save you both compute costs and engineering headaches. Next, let's talk about Hui Tai Agentervos, reasoning over object tracks for zero-shot referring video object segmentation from Archive. This one's about a problem that sounds futuristic, but is actually quite practical. Can you point at something in a video using just words and have the AI track it perfectly? The challenge with existing methods is they're basically flying blind at first. They ask a multimodal LLM to pick important frames before actually seeing what objects are in those frames. It's like trying to choose the best scenes from a movie you've never watched. The authors flip this approach on its head with Agentervos. Instead of making temporal decisions first, their system actually looks at object tracks throughout the video and then reasons about them. This gives the AI much richer information to work with when making segmentation decisions. The zero-shot aspect is particularly impressive. It can handle objects and scenarios it's never seen before. For computer vision practitioners, this could significantly improve video editing tools, autonomous vehicle perception, or any application where you need to track specific objects mentioned in natural language. The fact that it's training-free also means you can deploy it without massive computational overhead. Paper 3 is Unifunk 3D, Unified Active Spatial Temporal Grounding for 3 Days Functionality Segmentation from Archive. This addresses something we humans do effortlessly but is incredibly hard for AI, understanding which parts of a 3-day scene you can actually interact with. If I tell you to grab the handle in a complex 3 days environment, you'd instantly know I mean the door handle, not the decorative one on a vase. Current methods suffer from what the authors call visual blindness. They try to parse the task before really looking at the scene. Unifunk 3D solves this with a unified framework that treats the multimodal LLM as an active observer. Instead of passively looking at pre-selected viewpoints, it actively explores the 3-day space to gather the information it needs. The key innovation is moving away from single-scale, heuristic approaches to something much more dynamic and contextual. This could be transformative for robotics applications. Imagine robots that can understand functional affordances in cluttered environments, or AR applications that can guide users to interactive elements in complex 3-day scenes. For anyone working on embodied AI or 3-day scene understanding, this represents a significant step toward more intelligent spatial reasoning. Our fourth paper, RecFusion, a multi-provider framework for automated PEGS analysis across software domains, tackles the often tedious world of requirements engineering. Anyone who's worked in software development knows that extracting and analyzing requirements from documentation is time-consuming and error-prone. RecFusion automates this process using multiple LLM providers, OpenAI's GPT, Anthropic Claude, and Grok models. What's smart about this approach is the multi-provider strategy. Instead of relying on a single model, it leverages the strengths of different LLMs to extract both functional and non-functional requirements from various document formats. The system can handle PDFs, Word docs, and PowerPoint presentations, which covers most of the documentation formats you'll encounter in practice. The PEGS analysis refers to performance, efficiency, generalizability, and scalability metrics. For software engineers and project managers, this could dramatically reduce the time spent on requirements analysis while improving consistency and completeness. The practical implications are huge. Faster project kickoffs, more accurate scope estimation, and better alignment between stakeholders and development teams. Finally, we have Convit toward active vision foundation models. From Hugging Face Daily, this paper is tackling a fundamental question. Can we build vision models that see more like humans do? Instead of processing entire images at once, humans use sequential, localized glimpses to build up understanding. This is way more efficient and biologically plausible. The challenge has been creating scalable architectures for this active vision approach. Comet introduces the first task and policy-agnostic active vision foundation model. The key innovation is something called scene-relative rope that connects a retinotopic vision transformer. Think of it as the retina, with a spatiotopic workspace they call the canvas. This allows the model to efficiently interact with different parts of the scene over time, building up a rich understanding through active exploration. What makes this particularly exciting is that it's a foundation model, meaning it can be adapted to various downstream tasks without task-specific training. For computer vision practitioners, this could lead to much more efficient models that require less computational power while achieving better performance on complex visual reasoning tasks. Think applications in robotics, autonomous vehicles, or any scenario where efficient visual processing is critical. That wraps up today's episode of Unzip. Thanks again to Limitless AI for sponsoring the show and helping us bring you these research breakdowns. You'll find links to all 5 papers in the show notes, so you can dive deeper into any that caught your attention. If you found this useful, make sure to subscribe and share it with your team. Trust me, they'll thank you for the time saved not having to read through all these papers themselves. Until next time, keep learning.